Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw. It is two masterminds in one, and I'm thankful you're part of it. We strategize, learn from one another, and help each other get better. Usually in the first half of the call, it's something that you've brought up inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. And on the second half, it's something that's on my mind. But today, it's going to be whatever is on Bree Vaughn's mind. She's guest hosting. She does a great job. I'm excited she's here. Bree, take it away.
What is up, people? Good morning. Happy Friday. And I am your guest host today, Bree Vaughn, over here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I trust your week has been well. So y'all know what the drill is for today. It is where we are playing best game show in the world. Next question. You know how this goes. One person will raise their hand and ask a non-broker related question as it pertains to real estate in their business, and we'll get three hands up. The first three hands up will answer. After that third hand goes up, we need another question. And I see we've got someone up early this morning, Des Gilliard. Good morning. What is your question?
Good morning, everyone. My question is, can you give some options or ideas for gifts or just thoughtful messages to send your client after their 1 month anniversary in their new home?
Great question. What can you send your client after their 1 month anniversary in their new home? Who's got an answer for Des? Toya Black, good morning.
Good morning. So you could record a video that's general to text to every client at that one month mark. And then, you know, you always have that, and that'll be a touch.
A video. Love it. Thank you so much, LaToya. Kelly Vinson, good morning.
LaToya, what I love about that is it's repeatable. Like, you do it once and you're done. That was so cool.
Correct.
Mine is, I live in Florida, so we're a homestead state. And so at the closing, I sit and I type them out a message and I show it to them. And I say, this is coming to you in exactly 1 month to remind you to apply for homestead and to make sure you know where your next payment's going. And so that I always do that because people may not know or they may not remember. It's a crazy time. So just a reminder of, is there something that you needed to have already done by this time of the 30 days?
Little check-in reminder. Love that, Kelly. Last answer to this question, Ms. Barb Whitney in Canada. Good morning.
Good morning. So again, back to the handwritten notes. So a little handwritten note, time it out so that they get it right around. You can never be specific. Right around that date with a couple of gift certificates for a coffee and say, here's your first anniversary of many. Hope you're enjoying the home. Coffee on me.
Coffee on me. I love it. Very cool. We got through that one, and I won't answer this question. So we'll go ahead and get the next question up. Who has a question for us this morning? Shirley Robinson. Good morning.
Oh, I made it. Thank you, beautiful Bree. So I am not really good with doing the cards, but Lord's will 2026, I want to implement doing birthday cards. My question is, do you order one design and send it to both clients and agents, or do you do different cards? Like, what do you do when you're sending cards?
All right, great question, Shirley. Kim LaPlante, good morning. What's your answer?
Hey, good morning. Lots of different ways you can do it. When I started, I just bought one card. It wasn't branded or anything, and it was just, you know, happy birthday. And then over time, I use the AM cards. You can also use send out cards. And my assistant then sends them one. And typically, we get a photo off of Facebook to put on the front of it. And, you know, has a note inside, and it goes off. And at the back of it is branded now when we send it from AM cards.
Awesome. Good answer. All right, Terry Borlin, good morning, love.
Good morning. I use Note Card Cafe. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of that website. You can buy cards very reasonably. You can have them branded, but just I started getting those cards when I started with Buffini about, 13 years ago when I first started in the business. And they are like 10 cents a card if you break it down by buying a group of 72 cards. And they have a variety of birthday. They also have home anniversary cards, just blank cards, very sturdy card. They come with an envelope. They come pretty quickly. And it just has a variety and it's super economical. So that's what I like to use.
Wonderful. Thank you, Terry. And last answer to this question, Deborah Morris, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We have gotten a opportunity and we choose to send out approximately 5 birthday cards a day. So we just do a lot. It's not enough time to be able to go and do all that, send out cards. So we've chosen just to go on Amazon. We buy a big bulk of them and they all have a variety of different things that they say on them. And then we always include some kind of like a sticker or something handwritten inside. Yes, we choose to do that. And then I follow up with a text and a personal phone call to everybody that I possibly can. So that's just the system we choose to do for customers, agents, business partners, things like that as a more consistent basis. So we need to buy bulk. That's what we do.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Great answers. All right. Next question. Who's got it? Victoria, good morning.
Good morning. I'm a new agent in Kansas, and I was wondering if y'all could give me some advice on open houses. Ooh. What's maybe your favorite thing you do?
Love that. New agent in Kansas needs some advice on open houses. Michelle, do you have an answer for her?
Oh, you caught me, Bree. I was hoping to ask a question, but I will answer this because I love, 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 love open houses. And hey. I have found that it works great for me when I bring a lender with me who happens to be my husband, but you don't have to use your husband. I bring a lender because it's, or another person, even if you have a buyer's agent, if you choose to do listings, because if you double team, you can have one person greeting and making sure they register. The biggest part is getting them to register correctly. You can read their writing if you're doing paper, which I still like to do, or make sure you capture the right information. And then afterwards, sending them a quick video thank you so they remember who you are out of the 10 open houses they went to. So that initial greeting, making them feel comfortable, those are the best ways to kind of create a little stickiness. But having someone there with you is super, super helpful.
Absolutely. Safety first. Thank you, Michelle. Uncle Dean, what you got? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity, Bree. Good seeing you again up here. Simple stuff, makes sense. First of all, I always do open houses with two people. Usually it's an other agent, and usually it's a newer agent that wants to learn the ropes. And we could split up where we're going to be. If I'm going to be at the door, they're going to be at the door. It doesn't really matter depending on the side of the house, but it shows your client that you have a team in, you know, in a very visible sense, even if it's just the first open house and two people. Second thing you want to do is with that person, make sure you do an intensive prep and marketing for that open house. So we do door knocks around the neighborhood, at least 50 homes. We actually knock on the doors and see if we can shake hands and tell them about the open house. We always like to do across the street and down the street. So about 50 houses from there. So we can go, hey, we're having a house open tomorrow from 1 to 3. It's that house right over there. Do you know the people live there? Oh yeah, I know. Well, come on by and see if you can find their next owner. We'd love to see you. I mean, just don't go a little more intense. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you for the share, Uncle Dean. All right, Vicki DeLuca, last one on this question. What you got?
Good morning. So everybody said so many great things. So another thing to maybe add is make sure that you have some information when they come into the open house, the insurance quote, if you don't have the, you know, lender there, they'll do a lender estimate. So you've got that information. And then always have in your phone maybe the feature sheet or feature list and also the floor plan. So when you're guiding them and walking them around the house, you can capture their information by sharing your Blink card, your digital card. Make sure you have a digital card. And that way you can ensure that you have the right information. And like everyone else said, just make it warm and inviting. And really what I would do is I would do the door knock of the neighborhood, inviting the neighbors for the first hour and do some mimosas and muffins, kind of make it fun and just continue with the open houses every weekend and just get the business because that's the most important thing.
I love it. Thank you so much, Vicki. And I will answer this one as well. I love Maria Sims, sending a video text before you leave the property. I think it gives the visual of where they met you, the house that they came to, because there's a lot of folks that just get up every morning and just go visit open houses. So just sending that text before you leave the driveway. And I believe it was Maria Sims that gave us that place. So thank y'all for the answers. All right, Terry, do you have a question, my dear?
Question. I do. I have a question. And I'm so bummed I missed early birds about this. And if anybody has things in the chat, that'd be great too. But thanks to everybody here. I'm doing my third annual Fall Fun Pumpkin event. And I have plenty of time because it's October 26th. I have plenty of time to order something. And I don't just want to order something that people are going to go, oh, cute. So what would be something that would be fun for your fall things? What giveaways do you do for that kind of thing?
All right. What tchotchkes, whatever, however you say it, do you give away for your fall event? Cheryl Mayer, good morning in Las Vegas.
Good morning, everybody. So actually, I'm doing something very similar, Terry. So what I decided to do for almost like a party favor gift is I am serving mulled wine at the event, and I ordered mulled wine spice and the tea, you know, the tea balls that you do to make mulled wine. And so they're getting a little party favor as they leave with a bottle of wine so that they can make mulled wine when they get home or over the holidays, so that when it's the holidays, they're thinking of you.
All right, I love it. Thank you, Cheryl. Tammy Fox, what you got?
This time of year, people love chapstick. So I'm going to order another big order of my branded chapstick. I'm doing a Cookies with Santa event in a little gift bag, and everybody loves chapstick. So that's my fun little giveaway for the fall.
All right. Love it. Thank you, Tammy. We have one opportunity for one more answer. Is there anyone that has an answer for your fall giveaways? Dan Tamarkin, Dampa, good morning.
Good morning, Bree. Yeah, I was just putting in the chat. Consider doing like a fall photo shoot, like a session, or have a place where you can do pictures and then send them home with the pictures. I mean, I don't know that people like anything more than just a picture of themselves with family, just having fun. That'd be perfect, I think.
Thank you. Very cool. I love it. All right. Ricardo, good morning, my friend. What's your question?
It's Breezy. Good morning. And what's up, everybody? Hope all is well. I have, just like Dan just said, I actually have a pictures with Santa on November 1st. And I want to make sure I'm not missing all opportunities when we do that. We are partnering with the Barndo Company, which builds barnuminiums, and partnering with the photographer. So what should I do up to the event and follow up for after the event, such as a picture from the edited picture saying thank you for coming for my clients? I appreciate it.
Thank you for the question, Ricardo. All right, Stephanie, what you got? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Stephanie from Atlanta. I do this every single year. Pictures with Santa. People contact me, you know, September, October, and they're like, are you going to do it again this year? Because I won't schedule anything. So I think getting the sign-ups before is going to be super important, so that way you can capture their information. So I can send you the time slot. And I do use Sign Up Genius for that. And I only do 5 minutes because I get so many families coming through. It's 3 hours long, 2 to 3 hours. And it's 5 minutes in and out. And I have activities during the event. So cookies with Santa. So they decorate cookies, a hot chocolate station, letter writing to Santa. I also will customize a typed letter from Santa saying, you've checked off on my good list, you know, writing it to the kids. You've checked off on my good list. You know, it was great seeing you. And I'll mention the toys, thanks for asking, or, you know, we'll see what the elves have, you know, for your monster truck or whatever they're asking. So it's customized. And then I write, you know, from the North Pole, and I mail it out to them. So yeah, good luck.
Awesome. Thank you, Stephanie. Lots of good ideas. Z, good morning.
Good morning. Yes. And ask them if they are welcome to bring a guest
And then have to register so you can get the guests, their friends or their family members information. I always do that. And you're gonna have pictures. I like the AM card, and Leah did this, and I piggyback from her. Have those pictures that they took and put it in front of the AM card, and that's a touch after the event to say thank you so much for joining us for the event, yada yada yada, whatever. Put in it and send it to them. They will never lose those that card. They will lose any other card, but they don't never use the card that you send them with their family on it.
That Josie, save us quickly, hurry.
I was just going to say, so when we've done this, we've kind of dressed up in like holiday wear or whatever, and we'll also do a photo with the photographer, and then we'll use that photo with the same backdrop to send out like a holiday, you know, thank you card to all the clients, ties it back into the event, and it's just a nice end of year touch.
I love it. Okay. The majority rules, like we got the answer in before we got the question in, so I think we're still good. So yes, thank you for that. Whew. Elizabeth, what is your question, darling?
Okay, I have my first pre-qualified family to buy their home. And this tomorrow we have the agreement signed for representation. On Sunday, we have the very first house that we want to walk and they want to see. What are the steps do you do next? What are you communicating with the other agent? What do you do so you can have a smooth and like a checklist to have all the things done properly and the manner time?
All right, so you've got that question, and let's keep it concise. If we could just say like the first three things that you would do. Rhett Campbell, what's your answer?
So a lot of it is going to tie back into expectations on the front end. I would make it very clear to my clients that they know what they're looking for, that if there's more than one person involved, that everybody's on the same sheet of music. One piece of advice I've given many realtors that they've appreciated is the 3-2-1 method, which where I'll ask my buyer clients, give me the three things the property has to have. They'll tell me. I said the number two, you could only have two of those three. What would they be? They tell me. And then I say the number one is if we find a property that had all three of these things, but this other thing existed at that property, you would never buy it. What is that? And that has served me very, very well. So setting the expectations up front with them and going ahead and covering some of the bases before they happen to answer questions and remove the unknown. This is what I'll leave you with. Everybody likes good news. Nobody likes bad news, and everybody hates the unknown. So the more that you can become a realtor that can remove those unknowns before they happen, the more value they're going to see in you. And I wish you the best.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Rhett. Auntie Donna, good morning.
Good morning. And since it sounded from your question that this might be maybe the first showing you've ever done, I'm going to answer it from that angle. Excuse me if I got that wrong, but
I become a realtor, so yeah.
Okay, but congratulations. We all had our very first showing. Here are my three steps, my best advice for you. Drive by the property before you are there so you know how to get there. Go up. Make sure, get there early before your clients. Make sure you know how to work that key box so you don't look like a newbie. And walk through the house before they have been there so you know the layout. Good luck. You got this.
Great sage advice. Thank you, Auntie Donna. Last but not least, Telly, wrap this thing on up. What you got?
Let me get off that mute button. It's sticky, first off, as we all know. So the biggest things I'll say is one, know the disclosures, know the truths about the property. Your clients are interested in it, so you want to know the yeses and nos to the property. Number two, also I will say everyone gave some great advice and they're rock stars, 110%. One of the biggest things I'll say, and make sure you make this clear with your clients, is what are their hard nos? Whenever you see a property, the biggest and most important thing is the best word in the English language is really no, because there's always a why behind it. So if you know the truth about your client, and anybody can say yes, but if it's a home and it's a no, you know exactly that that's not something they want. And the easiest way to find clients what they're looking for is to find all their hard no's, because the more no's you have, the easier it is to get to a yes. Other than that, the other major thing I will tell you is truthfully, just be honest with your clients. Listen to what they say. listen to their feedback, watch them as they move through the property, because this is possibly going to be their home, and you'll be able to get subtle clues about what's important to them, what's not. And then, of course, as Ronnie DiCarlo always says at the very end, say that, yeah, say, or I say, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you see yourself in this home? If they say 6, okay, I use what's her name from Florida that we learned. How can you make that? Can you make this a 10 without breaking any walls down or moving anything? If they say no, okay, it's not the house for you. If they say yes, okay, then that's something to be seriously in consideration. Thank you, awesome. Bree.
Thank you so much, Telly. All right, round of applause, you guys. I would say we made it. Phew. Just by the skin of our teeth in today's next question game.
Yes, absolutely. Congrats, guys, on another consecutive successful next question. Really proud of you.
Hello and good morning. It is a great day to be a great day. I am Bree Vaughn, your guest host here in Charlotte, North Carolina, while James is traveling and teaching the masses. We are going to have an amazing day from the one thing on page 210. But before we get into that, we're going to get a few tell me something goods. Julie Hess, good morning. What you got?
Good morning. So something personal, we decided to do something really crazy and out of the box. We're leaving today to go to Ireland to watch the Steelers play on Sunday. Yeah. And then the rest of the week we'll be, you know, touring Southern Ireland. So I thought I would do that when we went to London, but when we saw the Steelers were playing, we're like, what the heck? Let's do it. So we're out of here.
Let's go. Have a good time. Have a good time. Thank you for that, Julie. Barb Whitney, good morning.
Good morning. So I am relieved to say that my two longest listings that I've had in the longest time finally are under contract. So yay. One was 5 days away from expiring. So wow. Both parties are very, very happy. And I will say the one we held off because we got some really low ball offers, and I talked to my sellers and I said, just hold on. This is coming. And now the offer that we accepted is much, much closer to their asking price.
Yeah.
So everybody's happy.
Well done, Barb. Well done. Isn't it wild in this market, like to get something under contract is like getting it closed. Awesome. Thank you. All right. We'll get one more in. Brianne, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm excited this weekend. We are sponsoring the 5K race for the military veterans in our area. And my husband just recently became a mortgage lender, and we are finally getting to partner together, which is exciting. And just like Barb, I finally got one of those longtime trying listings under contract, and we're off and running. So I'm excited to go into the weekend on a high note.
Very cool. Very cool. All amazing wins. If you didn't get to share, even if you rarely share, put your win in the chat on this day. I think everything that we can celebrate in this market and this season should be celebrated as a win. So yeah. So this week we've been talking about the foundations, the basics, getting back to the basics, whether it be follow-up, whether it be really getting in touch with your why, whether it be selling, listing your homes the right price. And today we want to just focus on what is that one thing and that we want to make sure it happens so that we can just absolutely dominate and break through our current ceiling for the rest of this year. So on page 210 in the one thing, it says your life is like this. You don't get a fully mature one. You get a small one and the opportunity to grow it. If you want to think small and your life's likely to stay small, think big. And your life has a chance to grow big. The choice is yours. When you choose a big life, by default, you'll have to go small to get there. You must survey your choices, narrow your options, line up your priorities, and do what matters most. You must go small. You must find your one thing. We are in a community where there are so many things that come at us. This week, we've gotten so many strategies, so many ahas, so many things that we can do. But for you, there is one thing in your business right now that is a ceiling for you, and that we need to have breakthrough into 2026, into the fourth quarter. So what is that one thing for you in your business that you need to break through to get to that next level and finish strong? Dean Moss, get us going. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bree, and thank you so much for the opportunity. I think the number one thing you need to master is picking the one thing, which for us is generally lead generation, and do it every single day. So you got to block the time. You got to prepare the night before, have your script, if that's your conversation, whatever they call it these days in KW, ready. If you have your list ready, and you have to do it. You can't get up in the morning wondering what you need to do. You just got to hit the ground running. And that is so cool. Everything from working out in the morning to walking your dog, whatever it is, you got to start it. So many people get up and they spend 20 minutes wondering what they want to wear today. You have to get that done the night before, and you just have to hit the ground running every single day consistently. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you for that share, Uncle Dean. All right, Elaine, good morning.
Good morning, Bree. You're doing a great job. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that if you're doing the 12-week year, this is a good opportunity for you to really focus in on what your one thing is supposed to be. And just wanted to remind everyone about lead and lag indicators. Lag indicator is where you want to go. So if you want to be the leading agent in your area, actually, then your tasks have to be, what are the action items? And that's what a lot of people get mixed up. What are your action items in order for you to, say, be the best agent in Cowichanic, whatever the case might be? And then list out, and all in a week. So 12-week year breaks in 12 weeks. Quickly, I just want to say, each week, maybe just do three things. Don't go overboard, and just tackle them. Tackle those three things.
I love it. And I love that book because it does allow you to just chunk everything down to like its finest, minute, like one activity. It doesn't have to be where you're, you know, saying I'm going to run a marathon, or it's just put your shoe on. Right. It's how can I show up in the weeks and the minutes to help, you know, that lead to larger and better and bigger results. So thank you for that, Elaine. Deborah Morris, good morning.
Good morning. Have a great assistant. I have realized that because Chuck is and I are deciding to shift roles just slightly. We have gone through quite a few TCs. And being that he is a an IT background and a little bit more probably particular on how he wants things done, we have chosen recently to have him change over to an admin role and TC role so I can focus on the lead gen and taking care of clients until we grow enough to be able to get an actual buyer's agent to partner with us. So I think whether you are new and need to go and get a third party, finding somebody where you can leverage comfortably that 80% and get out there and stop doing that, because both of us really kind of fall into wanting to do that. And so that way you can focus on your 20%, but find somebody dependable, set those expectations up front, what you're looking for, what you don't like to do. So that's kind of what I want to say is we're kind of broke through that. I'm looking forward to this next year and seeing how our production grows from. Thanks for letting me share.
Awesome. So your way to break through your current ceiling is by adding in some leverage, shifting some things around that will allow for you to focus on your big rocks, the 20% that matters to most. I love that. Thank you.
And defining roles. Yes. And thank you. Roles.
Thank you, Deborah. All right, Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning again. My one thing is maintaining consistency, consistency, consistency. I know what to do. I've been doing this for 10 years. I know my top three lead pillars, my top three sources of business. I know the marketing that I need to do. I know how to service my clients. But my biggest thing is maintaining consistency every day, doing what I need to do as far as, you know, mastering my schedule, you know, doing my lead gen, making sure my postcards get out, my emails get out, just maintaining that consistency day in and day out. That's my one thing.
I love that. And how do you in your world just kind of maintain that consistency? Because a lot of us, we know it's easier said than done. So what does that look like for you, Stephanie?
For me, it's mastering the morning. Whenever I, you know, wake up, I wake up at 5. If I go to the gym, I come home, get ready, hit the phones by 8 o'clock, 8:30, whenever we get off this call. And then, you know, just follow my schedule. That's been my biggest win as far as maintaining consistency. As long as I master that morning, I'm good the rest of the day.
I love it. And it's so true, especially as, you know, we're seasoned agents or new in the business to like been in the business for years. That time block is one of the most freeing things and allows for you to be able to focus and have clarity on like what's important, and you get more time back. So congrats to you on being intentional and raising your level of intentionality in that area. All right, Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, everyone. So I posted, James had challenged all of us to post a question that we had. So I, with like sweat, like just as sweaty as I am now, wrote about how I have been in business for 23 years, but I'd never reach out to people and ask for the business. Or like at the end of the sale, I do not ask for the business. Or, and I'm not really sure why. I think that in my mind, I already have like the rapport built. I throw so many events. Our touch plan is strong. But I think I got in my head a little bit about why do I not feel comfortable saying, hey, who do you know that wants to buy, sell, or invest in real estate? And I'm still like wrapping my hands around like the why behind it. And I just want to take a minute and just like thank all of you for your lovely like messages and videos. It definitely was helpful. Intentional, like you just said it, Bree, like that's definitely like huge, like being intentional for it all. And that's kind of what I'm working on. I think we're always working towards like a level of mastery. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, people are going to use me. They know I'm a realtor, but like, really, are they? People will forget. Like I tell our market center this all of the time, but I just want to, that's something I want to work on, is like asking for the business. So that's kind of where I am right now, but I appreciate you calling on me this morning.
Absolutely. We could all get better at asking for the business. Like we have not because we ask not, right? And it's so easy, yet we, as you said, we get in our head or we answer the question that we have not asked for them. So I think there's a massive opportunity to be able to ask questions, not just ask more questions or go for the ask, but as Phil M. Jones says, ask better questions that will lend to us being able to convert and get more business. So thank you for that, Melissa.
Thank you.
Tulio, good morning.
Good morning, Bree. So to piggyback on what Melissa just said, I think a lot of people struggle with making the ask. And I want to get really specific and really tactical right now. A lot of us are doing fall events. We just had ours last night. We did our It's Fall Y'all event, and I made my green chili for like 50 families. It was wonderful. We did a big coat drive. It was very successful. But towards the end, I always do a trivia game. And I have 10 questions. It's about the season. It's about what's going on in Colorado Springs. But I make the final question, what's the best way to make a referral to the Pena team? And it's a multiple choice question. And the answers are the three-way text, the three-way text, the three-way text, or all of the above. And then when people laugh, and then I actually do the three-way text out loud. I say, hey, David, I wanted to introduce you to Tulio. Tulio's our realtor in Colorado Springs. He'll take great care of you. Tulio, meet David. David's going to need your real estate assistance. I'll let you both take it from here. So people hear what the three-way text sounds like. And I say it out loud to everybody so they learn it. So, and I actually talk to everybody out loud and say, I do this so that you understand when you do have a friend who's maybe at work or at church or anywhere that you come across them that needs to upsize, downsize, blended family, just got married, just had a baby, has a mother that needs to move into assisted living. Any of these life milestones, we're here to help you, but I also want you to know how to connect those people to us. Because if I don't teach you how to refer, you don't know how to refer to us. And if I don't ask, I don't receive. And they all care about us. If they're at our client appreciation event, they like us. So I think you have to teach them how to refer, and they want to. And then it's beautiful because in the next few weeks, they do it. And when they do it, celebrate it with them and call them and thank them for doing it right. That's the way to do it.
Thank you, Tulio. As my coach says, specific ask, it specific answer. So training people how to give you the business, that might be one of our one things for going into just the end of the year and the next year, is getting more referrals and boosting that referral business by way of specifically asking and sharing and telling how to share the refer the business. So thank you, Tulio. All right, it's Ronnie DiCarlo. Good morning.
Good morning, Bree. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa, Festivus for the rest of us. It's great to follow my brother from another mother, Tulio. And thank you, Elaine, for reminding me the 12-week year is actually 90 days. And 90 days from today, which is the way our business revolves, is December 25th, Christmas Day. Anything you do today may or may not come to fruition. Remember, you wake up every day unemployed. And because you wake up every day unemployed, you let nothing slip through the cracks. Those of you I see in the chat that are planning Santa things, Melissa's wearing the right shirt. 'Tis the season. I saw that. That's a key. Are we all focusing on what's coming up, guys? This is the biggest time of the year where people, agents do what? Oh, it's too slow. Everybody's busy with the holidays. This is the time to cash in and take Tulio's advice. The referrals, that's the way you do it. Thank you.
Great share, Ronnie, and great reminder. We used to always hear, like, what you do today shows up in 90 days, and somehow we kind of get away from that, and we are so busy focused on, you know, what's right here in front of us that you're right. Like, in 90 days, it is the holidays, and it's the time that you're either going to want to spend with your most important folks in your world, or put, make sure whatever you're gifting or giving, you can do that. So it's having that focus and knowing that it's go time right now as we speak. All right. And if you are joining in, we're talking about what is that one thing for your business that is going to help you break through this ceiling to get into the rest of into Q4 and crush the rest of 2026. Dan Sermon, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me share, Bree. Yeah, my one thing has been getting involved in the community where I reside in Piscataway. I moved back like 6 years ago, but during COVID, I got involved in a local museum in Piscataway. And fast forward, 5 years later, I'm president of the Piscataway Historical and Heritage Society. I mean, Piscataway was founded in 1666, so plenty of history around here. And that's been my one thing, is getting involved in the community, not being that secret agent, but I'm not broadcasting that I'm an agent, okay? That'll come throughout my conversations. And yesterday, I actually did my first real estate related workshop at the local Senior Citizen Center on decluttering. And I actually had 15 people attend this. And I've got a list of like 10 more workshops to carry out at the Senior Citizen Center. So my one focus is getting involved in the community.
I love it. And just being able to be a resource and some, it's a connector in the community. And I really love just in your shares, Dan, you have a clarity around what your drivers are in your business. And you really do a great job at just digging deep down into them and just implementing and going into action. So I definitely appreciate that. And keep us posted on how the event goes.
Sure will.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. In the book, it tells us that there is no surefire thing, but there's always something, one thing that out of everything matters more than anything else. As we approach Q4, the first thing that should matter is yourself. What are you doing personally for you? How are you putting on your oxygen mask first to make sure that you've got the strength to endure the rest of 2025, the strength to go out and find the business that's not so easily reachable and attainable in this market, the strength to be energetic and enough for your loved ones and around and present. As it pertains to your business, there's one thing in your business that it's a domino right now that you need to kick down. And we keep sidestepping it. We keep saying, oh, I know that's the thing, but what's the next one thing? What's the next one thing? And as long as you continue to sidestep that first domino, it's going to be a vicious, endless cycle of doing the same thing and expecting different results, which we know what that is. And then when it comes to other areas of your life, just your relationships, there is opportunity for us right now to reflect as we go into this last quarter of 2025 and just really look into what are our key relationships, who are the folks that we need to get back in alignment with, who are the relationships, the vendor partners, what does that look like in the as we go into Q4? It's more than just getting up, doing the same thing, expecting the same results. This is go time. Most games are won in the fourth quarter, unless you're a Falcon, Atlanta Falcon. But we have to make sure that every single day we lead with intention. We focus on the one thing that's going to push the needle forward as we go into Q4. It has been my honor to be your guest host today. You've got your inspiration. Now let's go put in some perspiration today. Let's get this business and get into action. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bree, thank you. Appreciate you hosting today. And I thank you for being here and being part of what we do. It'd be great to connect with you as well. You can join the Facebook group at Pivot Shift Ahead. Just go to Facebook and search for that. You'll find it. You can get details on how to join the call live at jamesdshaw.com and click join our free daily call. And then I'd love to connect with you online as well. Go to Instagram. Look for at James D. Shaw. We can hang out there together as well. Thanks for being here. Thanks for making this part of your day. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.